Does ego death mean losing your personality, like a bee that is part of a god hive mind with the same mission and identity as every other soul?
Ooh.
And if so, why did God make us individuals in the first place?
No. That you're describing transhumanism, you know. That's the hive mind that they want to reduce you to. No, quite the contrary. This is a process of individuation. It's a process of realizing you are the infinite creative intelligence behind the universe. And you are absolutely, as an individual, undividable self, you are the ocean within the drop. You are the macrocosm within the microcosm. So you are unlimited. You are a drop of that magical nectar of immortality. That's you. And there is no limitation. Once that realization comes, you become totally unique and different from everyone who ever was. Think of the people in our history who have become most God conscious, let's say in Kali Yuga. I think people like Plato and Socrates, are they hive mind beings? Or Buddha, or Shankaracharya, or Zhuangzi, the great Taoist philosopher and mystic, or you know any of the others, or any of the people on the wall. Is Anandamayi Ma, a hive mind, or was she a total individual? Sri Aurobindo, who wrote more books than most people could do in 10 lifetimes, and was a political revolutionary before being a spiritual revolutionary. No, the absolute individuality that comes with attaining the diamond mind with all of its facets produces a totally original kind of creativity. And this is the genius, the daimon, as Socrates would call that aspect of our being. The genius that gets activated once the realization of the self has been attained.